The news show needs your help. If you enjoy this podcast, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions or send a one-time donation at paypal.me/britishtech. Your generosity ensures that this podcast can continue. Thank you so much for your support. Well, hello, news listeners, and welcome to your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. Now, I'm sorry about yesterday's no-show. No power, no show. It's kind of how it goes. But the lights are back on today on this July 16th, 2021. We got the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. iPhone, iPad users, this might make you a little happy. That is, if you've got a Fire TV as an actual TV kicking around at the house. That's because Amazon has added AirPlay 2 support and even HomeKit to two of its Fire TV Edition television sets. This will be both for the 2020 Toshiba 4K and the 2020 Insignia 4K Ultra High Definition Smart TV. AirPlay 2 should function just like it does on an Apple TV, allowing you to send audio and video from your phone, tablet, or computer even. HomeKit is a little bit different story, but it's pretty much integrated there. You're going to have to set it up, though, in your TV settings under Display and Sounds. After that, AirPlay and HomeKit, then Setup. Then it'll add the device into your home app. Now, one has to wonder if AirPlay and HomeKit are arriving on television sets. How about those sticks? Apparently, it's in the works. We just don't know when it might be hitting some of those Fire TV sticks and set-top boxes, but one would think if it's here, it shouldn't take long to get over there. Gaming in your hands. That's what the Valve Steam Deck is aiming to do for all you game fanatics out there. Now, those of you who haven't heard, there was rumors of Valve making a version of basically a Nintendo Switch, except on steroids, of course. Well, those rumors are definitely true now. And apparently, we'll be out this year. December, in fact. That is, if you live in the US, Canada, the UK, and somewhere in the European Union. All for the starting price of $399. Now, just so you know, we don't know everything that's going on under the hood of this thing. Apparently, the hardware isn't final yet, but we can definitely see what it looks like. Picture a Sega Game Gear and a Nintendo Switch, and they just had a baby. Apparently, this thing will have a 7-inch touchscreen with a resolution of 1280 by 800, and that will be a 1610 aspect ratio. There'll be dual thumbsticks. These will be square trackpads and even an analog directional pad. Four main face buttons, triggers, as well as a gyro control. And if headphones are not your thing, apparently we'll have stereo speakers on board as well. $399, that's the entry edition. That will have 64 gigabytes of eMMC internal storage, plus a carrying case. If you want to go all out and get 512 gigabytes, you have to pay up a little bit, $649. But that version comes with a premium anti-glare etched glass. However, though, for all models, the dock, of course, it's sold separately. Well, due to no power yesterday here at BTN Philippines, we couldn't cover this story for you, but there's a little bit more to tell you today. I'm talking about Windows' new 365 service. Basically, PCs in the cloud. Now, what we did hear from Microsoft, they would not discuss any pricing for the PC cloud until it actually launched on August 2nd. Well, now Microsoft says, hey, wait a minute, maybe we'll tell you a little. At least one. This will be towards businesses out there, so they can use a virtual Windows PC in the cloud. How much are we looking at? Well, depending on how big your business is. It looks like $31 per user per month. So if you got 100 people, yeah, you get the idea. Now, for that $31 a month, Microsoft says they'll offer two CPUs, 4 gigabytes of RAM, and 128 gigabytes of storage, and will be strictly designed for businesses with fewer than 300 overall users. Meaning, if you got over 300, the price is probably going to go up. Now, this is just one, as we said, for pricing schemes. Microsoft will apparently have many options. More than likely, though, there will be a lower-priced option available, as we've heard a single CPU and 2 gigabytes of RAM with 64 gigabytes of storage will also be one of the options. And finally, staying with Microsoft news, hello, Clippy. Oh, come on, we all remember Clippy, that annoying paperclip. Well, his annoyance is coming back to us. But basically, Clippy is back to replace that boring paperclip. He's actually coming back to life as an emoji in Office, Microsoft Teams, and other Microsoft 365 products. Clippy's actually part of a bigger update that will see 1,800 emojis in Microsoft 365 updated with 3D designs. By the looks of it, though, Clippy will definitely be at the forefront. That will be actually a 3D emoji that has actually been redesigned to add a lot more personality. Aw. As far as when we'll be seeing Clippy, the refreshed emoji will start appearing across all of Microsoft 365 products in the coming months. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hey, I know you're probably sick of me telling you, but we still need your help here at the news show. If you enjoy this podcast and want it to stay on the air, we need you to support us. So if you can, please help out the news show by going to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions, where you can make a monthly donation to the British Tech Network, and then by doing so, keeping the news show on the air. If you want to check out British Tech Network on the socials, we're over there on Facebook at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, but the most social place to be is our Slack room. That's where the BTN community resides, and we want you to be a part of it. So join us today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a fantastic Friday, have a great weekend, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.